How does he smell?
There's no way you could possibly have imagined this could have possibly happened.
Does he smell good?
You have to smell right.
Okay, we've got a story, so let's tell people we met in the supermarket.
Kelly from Orlando, Florida.
Blindsided me.
And Kieran from Dublin.
For the better. I had just gotten a new phone, an Android device, and I was playing around in the marketplace. And I was looking at the most popular, and I saw this was fairly high up the list. Okay, Cupid, what could it possibly be? Well, it's obviously a dating site. You're sitting down, you're trying to spend some time, you're trying to grow the compatibility between you and the person, and the only way to do it is answer more and more questions. So if you have compatibility, say 95%, and you've answered 10 questions, and another person's answered 5 questions, well, that's not really a good indication. So I just answered tons and tons of questions. So I got about 2,000 questions answered across the board, not on every spectrum of life and sex and religion and politics and everything else. And
how long did it take you to answer 2,000 questions?
Well, you wouldn't have sat down and answered 2,000 questions and go, I suppose I was doing it bi-daily or 2 or 3 times a week, and I'd answer a bunch of questions over a period of a couple of months. And eventually I found Kelly on the other side of the Atlantic. We started chatting on Skype.
I thought this would be a pen pal, a guy I talk to once in a while, probably a one-off. That night we'll chat with a guy in Ireland. How interesting for an evening's entertainment. And that's it. Never going to meet this guy. But the first time we talked,
I remember sitting down in my bedroom and she was sitting at her desk at home. And I remember being totally dumbstruck. And I remember she spoke about 90% of all the dialogue that we had together that particular night. And she introduced me to her cats. So that's how it all started. I think she thought I was a little, you know,
daft. Because he didn't talk. He just stared at me. And there we are. It's almost like you're in person. He's on video. And he's very handsome. And he's got these obviously clear, bright, intelligent eyes. They're responsive. And he's obviously got a lot to say, but he's not saying it. So I'm just blathering on.
I was just a little dumbstruck, I suppose, by the whole situation.
Barely making a grunt here or there. And I thought that was nice. The end.